News.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. Church praised for heeding police advice. Government unlocks 2.3 billion kwacha to launch nationwide solar energy program. Pope Leon's first foreign trip assays the future of humanity at stake from conflict.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mate. The Bishop's Council of Zambia has commended the Church for showing leadership over the cancellation of their protest with the Oasis Forum. BCZ Secretary General Ebo Kaila notes that the Church would have gone ahead with the protest, but they have decided to adhere to the police's guidance over not going ahead with the protest. Bishop Kaila says that it is therefore incumbent upon the President to introspect over his leadership style, which has led to the Church wanting to protest. Bishop Kaila says that there is need for people to applaud the Church in the manner it has handled the current situation despite the backlash from the President. He says that it is not in the Church's DNA to involve themselves in such issues unless it's for national interest, of which the constitutional amendments are. Bishop Kaila adds that it is important going forward to ensure that the government respects the Church's role in governance as opposed to undermining it.
Always been a very good administrator. You remember 1991 in the unique Shuruga era. You see what happened. It is a church which came in and we reverted back to Mount Patricia. So we have just been going that way. Now the problem is when you know, as a leader, you fail to fulfill your promises. And not only failing to fulfill the promises, when you start borrowing, you know, the ideas of other people, how do you rule their people? Then you're lost. Because whoever comes to rule has his vision.
Patriotic Front aspiring presidential candidate Shimba Kambwila has dismissed social media claims suggesting that he collapsed as he was about to appear in court. Mr. Kambwila clarified that he was involved in a minor accident and immediately informed his lawyer so that the matter could be deferred while he sought medical attention. He described the online reports as a force and aimed at misleading the public about his health condition. He emphasized that his health is stable and that he is fully capable of attending to both his legal matters and political activities. Mr. Kambwila urged the public to ignore what he termed as malicious fabrications intended to tarnish his image. He called on media houses and social media users to verify information before publishing to avoid spreading misinformation.
I have observed that social media has gone awash with propaganda that Shimba Kambwila is very sick. He collapsed just when he was about to go to court and that he's admitted in hospital. Contrary to that, this morning I was supposed to be in court, but before I could go to court when I was preparing, I had a minor accident. Then we instructed our lawyers to tell the court to stand off the matter, stand down the matter, so that I finish the procedure at the hospital. It took a bit of time, and then the court decided through an application from the lawyers to adjourn the matter to January.
Government has unlocked 2.3 billion kwacha, equivalent to $100 million, to kick-start a nationwide solar energy program following a major restructuring of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, the Minister of Local Government and Road Development has announced. The Minister Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Perry, said that the financing marks one of the largest single reallocation of CDF resources since the fund was established, describing it as a strategic investment in national energy security and long-term revenue generation for local authorities. He explained that the $100 million initiative investment for the newly created Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative is a combination of $40 million from the CDF and $60 million from the ZCCM-IH, forming the first tranche of the $200 million national solar rollout. According to the ministry, the restructuring of the loan and disaster components of the CDF will be these $826 million. However, 94 million kwacha shortfall remains, prompting each constituency to contribute about 5.9 million kwacha, of which approximately 603,000 kwacha will come from community projects. Mr. Perry stressed that the reallocation has been done in line with the CDF Act number 1 of 2024 and will not derail existing 2026 community projects for presidential priorities such as maternity annexes, water and sanitation facilities and chief palaces. He also highlighted concerns over loan recoveries under CDF, noting that although 1.6 billion kwacha has been injected into the loan portfolio since 2022, only 163.7 billion, a recovery rate of 9.7%, had been repaid by September 2025. Mr. Perry underscored the energy investment will generate new income streams for councils, calling it a significant milestone in enhancing local authority on resource revenue, as well as 156 local authorities will earn in dividends arising from their equity distribution.
Acknowledges with gratitude the policy directive and guidance given by His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, to leverage on the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, in order to accelerate the adoption and deployment of solar energy across the country as a way of contributing to the national energy security. As the ministry responsible for administering the Constituency Development Fund, we will work together with other stakeholders, including the Ministry of Energy, Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Planning, financial institutions, and the Provincial Delivery Unit, PDU, among others, to ensure that this project delivers on its development objectives efficiently and effectively.
Paramount Chief Umpezen of the Ngoni speaking people has urged the church and civil society organization CSOs to pursue meaningful dialogue with the government regarding the proposed constitution amendments rather than resorting to street protests. The chief has encouraged the church to engage senior traditional leaders across the country if all avenues of dialogue with government have been exhausted. He has further advised the church and government to agree on practical and balanced roadmap that address concerns on both sides, noting that peaceful engagement was more proactive than a public demonstrations. Chief Umpezen has emphasized that delimitation remains an urgent matter, as some constituencies are significantly larger than others. Meanwhile, commenting on the opposition Patriotic Front PF, Chief Umpezen criticized the internal leadership disputes rocking the party. He urged the PF to resolve its differences, noting that national leadership requires order and unity, not a situation where numerous individuals claim authority at the same time.
And now, business news. Business news.
Now, a spot check by Millennium Road has found a 25 kg bag of millimeal fetching at an average price of 300 kwacha in chain stores and 330 kwacha in local stores. Recently, the public expressed concern that the prices of millimeal have started going up despite the price coming down recently. And the check by Millennium Radio reviewed that the prices have gone up for about 30 and 40 kwacha per kg, respectively, 25 kg bag. And the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has expressed worry that prices of millimeal have started going up again, despite the prices still not being affordable for ordinary citizens. And CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukeleba, he says that the price of millimeal has continued to be a challenge, especially for the ordinary Zambians who cannot afford the price due to lack of disposable income. Ms. Mukeleba, he says that it is important that government looks into this to ensure that there is a price stability going forward, unlike the current situation.
The issue of millimeal prices and the high cost of millimeal is still an issue for many households. Like you have rightly said, it being a staple food, it means that when each household is able to afford a bag of millimeal, they are basically considering themselves as having food. Therefore, we know that maize is an important contributor to food security at household level. We know that there have been measures that were taken by government.